Mecklenburg County Commissioners approved a budget last night that forces Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools to raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour. But all the discussion was about another matter, failure to help students of color succeed. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports.
As commissioners began their remote meeting, thousands of protesters rallied outside the government center where they'd normally meet. For 5 nights now, people in Charlotte and across America have raged at the death of George Floyd and the pervasiveness of racism. That backdrop was clear as commissioners discussed a budget amendment that didn't directly involve money.
We are in crisis mode. I saw firsthand Friday what happens when we undereducate, miseducate, and don't educate our children.
That's Commissioner Mark Jarrell, supporting Commissioner Vilma Leek's motion to demand a plan for CMS to dramatically improve the academic performance for children of color. He was apparently referring to the first night of protests, which included looting and confrontations with police who tear-gassed demonstrators. Leek, a former teacher and school board member, had talked about trying to deduct $30 million from the county's $526 million allotment for CMS to penalize the district for persistently failing schools in black communities. She says she opted against including that now, but will bring it back if the district doesn't deliver a plan.
My thing is you've taken money away from children who you have not educated and can't read and can't write. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves in this community for fostering a process that's not affording us as people of color to be contributors to the community.
In CMS, like most school districts in America, black and Hispanic students are far less likely than white and Asian students to pass state reading and math exams. Leek says the county can't solve problems like homelessness until black students can read and write well enough to compete for good jobs. School Board Chair Elise Dashew, who was listening to the discussion, agrees the problem is serious and says complex underlying conditions set the stage for school failure. She says the board worked with former Superintendent Clayton Wilcox to create the kind of plan the county is seeking.
The school board has endorsed the superintendent's strategic plan, and it is a plan that has real measurable goals that are focused on what will make students successful in the classroom and beyond.
County Commissioners Chairman George Dunlap is also a former school board member. He says the district used to have clearer goals and needs to be prodded to return to that. Commissioner Trevor Fuller agreed, saying the threat of losing money will be a motivator.
I've always said there are only a few ways you can get people's attention. And one of those ways to get people's attention is to mess with their money.
Otherwise, the $1.9 billion budget approved without further discussion last night is the one commissioners crafted in straw poll votes last week. It withholds $11 million from CMS until the district raises its minimum wage to $15 an hour, as the county and the city of Charlotte already have. CMS now has about 3,100 employees who make less than that, including cafeteria workers, custodians, and teacher assistants. The board has a plan for getting everyone to $15 an hour by the following year. Dashew told Dunlap in a recent letter that moving it up a year would require CMS to cut up to 175 positions. Dashew said last night that officials will first look for programs to trim and vacant positions to eliminate, but
I don't see how we can do this without laying off some people, too.
The school district is waiting on the state budget to finalize its own spending plans for the coming school year. And, of course, the need to adapt to the coronavirus pandemic has left many expenses up in the air. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.